why they want to marginalize me, because if anybody reads the information that has been historically documented through time on IamTheWitness.com, they clearly know who's done this to everybody. And they don't want me to get any traction in this world. Now, you know, there are people out there I've had terrible problems with here. One of them is Rivero, and here's the thing about him. He does put up some interesting stuff, some good stuff. Don't know why he goes awry on several things. I can't figure it out, because some of his stuff is pretty darn good. It's confusing. You know, he gives you three candies and one teaspoon of vinegar, and then, you know, you take the vinegar, it ruins all your candy. I get it. You know, I don't understand why he does that shit, but anyway, that's for him to explain to you. But there are news items that come out on his website that are hard-hitting and powerful, and they're from some decent sources. So what I recommend when you go there, and I do go there, is to weed through, to dig through. You know, maybe it is his goal, and I can't speak for him, I don't know, is to shove all kinds of stuff up there to protect himself. You know, me, I've made mistakes with having my webmaster take the lead in posting things, and then, you know, I call him up right away, and his phone's busy, because, well, he's got a busy life and doesn't get back to me right away, and what sits on my website is something that I absolutely don't agree with, but because he doesn't have the level of understanding I do about some of the people involved, he acquiesces to putting certain things up, and I had made, you know, some requests that he not put anything up, but it was in a news item, and of course it makes me look like a fool. And so what we did now is, you know, I'm going to take a fully hands-on control of everything, which there is a learning curve involved in this, ladies and gentlemen. And trust me, if I had started this website work 2 years ago, maybe it wouldn't be so terrible. But, I mean, just the book section took 9 hours to download onto my hard drive. I mean, come on, 9 hours. You have to understand, this is a huge website. And the book section is growing. The downloads for the book section are growing. The interest in the information is absolutely imperative for every person wanting to know the facts. And, of course, you know, reeling from all of the truth that's coming out all around them, these people are feeling very, very, very nervous about people like myself connecting the dots for history. And they're also very nervous about me outing the cretinous Mr. Bean and his connection to the Boleyn family and their window dressing family that runs around the world acting like they're pretty hot stuff. And again, the MO of these people is to put out 90% quality and 10% nonsense and crap. But associations here, you know, let me say it right from the start, and this is what Boleyn actually confirmed for you, if you go back and listen to what he said. My wife didn't like these people immediately, and neither did I. I mean, they had barely stepped their feet in my house, and I said something wrong here. My wife thought right away that that they weren't who they appeared to be. That's what she came to the conclusion of within seconds. Now, my wife lives off of instinct that are powerful. She knows good and bad. She just knows right away. She's got a nose for it. And me, I kind of do, but, you know, of course, you can baffle me with words sometimes, because I'm a little more cerebral, and that allows me to be cerebrally overwhelmed and maybe smokescreened. But I knew they were morally bankrupt as a family, these people. I knew it. And I accepted their research anyway. And see, that was my mistake. If I met somebody who seemed to be morally bankrupt, then their information should have been void in my life, and because it would have clearly meant that at any point in time they would be able to do what they actually did do to me, and I should have been able to see that coming, based upon the behavior that I witnessed, and their disregard for their children's schooling and stable home life, which makes you wonder if they were having those children around them just for effect. Happens, you know. Just to cover themselves in this, make them look like a family. Who knows? But who knows? Anyway, so they're sending emails around the world trying to make everybody believe, which is the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard, is that I was manipulating Eric this whole time, and everyone knows that's nonsense. Everyone does. Not even a single person buys that. Why? Because it's ridiculous to even make that statement. And so they failed to soil and sully my reputation because I'm the guy that's looking like the one that was getting used. Can you go back and listen to that? Please listen to me rant and scream at Eric. It's pretty foul language, and I was angry. If you'd have seen how angry I was that day, I was fit to be tied. I mean, angry. I couldn't believe that I had been dealt the dirty that I had been dealt. I couldn't believe it. I'd been up all night and connecting dots with people and talking to them, and finally came to the realization that I had been screwed by this Mr. Bean over in California. I'll call him Mr. Bean because it's I'm getting into a mudslinging thing about what kind of cretin he is. But anyway, he's more than that. He's a very talented manipulator, extremely so. And, yeah, he's good. He's pretty good at it. Anyway, but more people are starting to see through association through his attempt to destroy my reputation, and then they look deeper into the facts. And you find out that these are the people behind the destruction of our PayPal account. They made the phone calls because I talked to the people at PayPal, and they pointed out that the site had a for profit stuff on it, and they did all kinds of they ruined our ability to collect donations through that book repository. They placed false information, used nonsensical lines of thinking, and actual outright lies about things. Actually calling my brother. This guy's got 5 kids, you know, he's just a family guy, man. And calling him a Zionist is the most unbelievable thing you could ever have imagined. Ever. If you saw my brother, you would just go, oh my goodness. Mr. Bean Huffschmidt is absolutely lost his mind. Lost his freaking mind. So anybody who's starting to look at this is starting to realize that there's problems. The guy's bad, and I might have been peddling his poop all over the internet. And you listen to his files, and you go, how could he be so bad? He sounds like he's hitting the right notes. Well, maybe his job is to hit the right notes and destroy cohesion within the group. Because what I discovered is every time I was starting to get serious followings on the internet, throughout time, I went back and racked my brain for associations between us getting a lot of traction and a lot of visits to the website, and then him going out on these forays to destroy other people. And almost to a moment, it was related to our successes. When success started going, he turned up the heat on everybody, causing fights. Yeah, old Mr. Bean. You know, funny how hindsight can teach you so much. I guess people who've had traumatic events in their life, lost loved ones, divorces, whatever, and then you step back for 2, 3, 4, 6 months, any of those areas, and start seeing what really went on. Yeah. And then, you know, other people coming on my show and saying, David Icke, that really bothered me about what happened during that file. Why? Because he's never brought any of that nonsense up ever, ever, ever. Makes me wonder. Well, maybe they want to just get my historic information out of in front of your eyes. I think that's the goal. Anyway, so I decided to let you all know that I'm going to try to master the information on this website myself. I never did it before, ever. And I didn't do it for a reason. I wanted to spend my time reading and understanding history and books and information that was being sent to me. Of course, filtering it through Mr. Bean's eyes was exactly what he wanted me to do. And going around telling people I was dying and stuff and using that. It's unbelievable that I didn't even know it until somebody actually started telling me that he was trying to characterize me as dead within weeks. And when I found that out, I flipped out. I couldn't even believe that's what he had done, because I had never told him that, ever. And no doctor told me I was dying in weeks. I was sick from medications and things that I was taking to try to stop my malady here. But certainly wasn't dying. I mean, my life is going to be cut short by what I'm suffering through. There's no doubt about that. But certainly not weeks or months. you know, unless something dramatic happens, it's going to certainly curtail along my longevity and limit what I can do as a human being in the short term, but certainly not going to kill me in weeks or months. And he knew that, and he lied. And he went out telling people stuff like this, and they spread it around. And he was trying to manipulate this girl, Suzette, into lying out there on the Internet, and she smelled it somehow. I don't know what her relationship is to all this stuff, and I don't know what the rest of those people's relationship to it is. All I do know is Mr. Bean is a lying manipulator, and so is Christopher Bolin. That's fact. Fact. Now, his assaults on me saying I'm a Zionist, anybody with a brain that looks at this knows that's a complete fabrication. It just doesn't add up. Anyway, I thought I would do a little clearing of the air here because I still get these inquiries and I still get these people trying to figure it out and I still getting these attacks from old Bean over there and these emails going out from the Zionist Kessel group over there, the Sam Brand Hebrew-speaking 9/11 attendant Mr. Bolin over there, child abuser. False story spinning sack of goo. Seems like the whole thing might have been a put-up. Seemed to always seem to me afterwards, and I wasn't able to really connect this until this stuff with him started really unraveling, that he probably, because he, you know, was sucking down piles and piles and piles of red wine and stuff, he probably was drunk and maybe pissed the police off and then, you know, got belligerent with them. Well, it's not look like, because I remember speaking to their public relations person right after it happened, and I mean, the guy really thought that it was a routine arrest at the time. That's what I remember now, you know, after the fact. Of course, I was going in there trying to get information from him as though he were trying to destroy Bolin, and in fact, now it looks like they were just maybe answering a call and got a belligerent guy drunk. Now, of course, the police still would be somebody drunk and belligerent on their front lawn. That's not the police's business to correct that unless they're a threat to their neighbors. So, I mean, me being a libertarian thinker, I wouldn't think that would rise to the level of even police participation at his house. But again, you know, we are living in this modern police state America, so the expectation should have been there that this kind of visit would turn into something bad.